There you are, all that stuff. Well, I hate to tell you this, but apparently fast food makes you stupid. I mean, I don't know
really?
Any other. Yeah, and I don't know any other way to say it. Any way that would be, I don't know, more politically correct. If you can't wait to snap that first photo of your toddler trying their first French fry, well, you might want to hold off. This is this study has what they call, quote, disturbing results. A new study found that food and your brain, well, the stuff that you eat, you know, affects your brain.
Yeah.
Trans fats, the kind that are found in fast food and processed food, are tied with lower brain volume and worse cognitive performance. So, in other words, you really don't know whether you should dip your French fry in ketchup or squeeze it on, right? I mean, that's
right.
Part of cognitive performance, after all. Junk food makes your brain smaller and slower. This, according to the Oregon Health and Science University researcher, Dr. Gene Bowman.
Yeah.
He says the link between trans fats and brain power is so dramatic.
How dramatic is it?
Well, that he recommends we stay away from all trans fats. How'd that work out for Todd Marinovich? This means that if you're not already checking out that ingredients list, because I know you do, now's a good time to start. Because when you walk into the fast food restaurant, they've got all that information right there, easily readable for you, right?
Right.
Right there where you can all see it. Hello?
Well, thank goodness. I thought I was just born stupid.
Nope. You were actually brilliant when you started, sir. So, you were Alvin Einstein, but you ate French fries.
So if we could demonstrate a loss of cognitive ability, could we then have a class action lawsuit against fast food industries?
Mr. Murphy, I believe that you have once again found another legal cash cow. Let's do a class action suit.
Mm-hmm.
Because after all, yeah, how many people could just go, well, I'm stupid and I eat French fries, so that must be it. I want to join in a class action suit.
Yep.
Let's go get those French fry people or whomever. Who's got the biggest pile of money? That's where we want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So fast food's making you stupid. I just want you to know. That's why, see, I don't know. Oh, you can do this. You could go to the website. Couldn't you go to the website and find out how the Famous Bowl does as far as trans fats are concerned?
I'll see if I can do
that. Okay, if we can do, because if only there were a place that we could find that, then we might be able to see if eating the Famous Bowl makes you stupid.
Well, it's the Cheesy Bacon Bowl now. So.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. They've changed the name, haven't they, because they added bacon. Now, in the meantime, I don't think beer has trans fats. Surveillance cameras caught a woman.
So go pop one open right now.
Exactly. Surveillance cameras caught a woman slip a case of beer under her dress and holding it between her thighs, reportedly left the store undetected.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, and what's sad is she was apparently there with her child and her daughter and her husband right there setting a good example. And I saw the video. It was about a week ago. Yeah, basically just slips the case of beer up under her skirt and is able to walk out. That's a strong lady. Yeah.
Do we know how much she weighed?
No, I don't.
Because I'm guessing she was not a size 4.
No, she was. It was not a Twiggy. That's for sure. It was not Twiggy. But anyway, how do? We find any trans?
We got a gram.
A gram?
Gram of trans fat.
So the bacon cheesy bowl is safe for you.
Looks that way.
All right.
So, you know, wash it down with some beer.
And you'll be good.
Yeah, for breakfast.
Yeah. And, hello.
Hey, did she claim that it was planted on her by store employees?
Yeah, no. I don't think she did. She didn't do that. Oh, okay. And by the way, if in fact you've already given your child that first French fry, I'm sorry. Here's one more thing to also be worried about that you're feeding your child. If you give your infant a salty cracker.
Yeah.
And of course, that's never been done. You've never given your infant a cracker. Right, Chase?
No.
Yeah, right. Okay, you may have him hooked on salt for life.
Mm.
New study suggests we acquire our love for salt as early as infancy. Findings from the American Journal of Salt Haters. Oh, no, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Again, a fun Christmas party to be at.
Yeah. Oh, so you're going to have a sausage ball.
You know, don't you?
That's
and I'm gonna dip it in cheese too.
Right.
Yeah.
Babies. Oh, so you're gonna do queso, huh? With potato chips. Wow.
Yeah. They just stand there nodding, hands in their pockets.
Babies judging
Babies are more likely to enjoy the taste of salt if they've already been introduced to foods like crackers and cereals. By the time these children reach preschool age, they've already developed an appetite for foods like potato chips,
dun, dun, dun,
and hot dogs, and the aforementioned French fries. Mm. So you see, it is a gateway food, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
The saltine cracker is a gateway food to the aforementioned problems we have with trans fats. Don't you feel badly? How can you parent? How can you get up in the morning and feel good about yourself knowing you gave your child a saltine cracker?
It would be interesting from a psychological standpoint to put, I guess, you know, because there are some fast food outlets that do the apple fries.
Okay? Oh, yeah, sure. You know, okay, right.
Just to try and visually fool a child. Mm-hmm. But you're not fooling a kid.
No.
Okay. If you put broccoli in the burger container, the little clamshell thing, guess what? They'll recognize very quickly what it is, and they're not going to eat it.
No, they really
won't. It doesn't matter if you put it in a cute little cardboard box with a flimsy toy inside.
It's still cauliflower, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Any of that stuff. It's a green bean. They know that.
Yes.
It is a green bean. But for those of you who have never done that, for those of you who have never given your child trans fats or the deadly saltine cracker, writing in the Journal of Pediatrics,
don't come crying to us when your child goes off the deep end one day.
That's right. Writings in the Journal of Pediatrics show foods rich in saturated fats and sugar are a distraction for kids with attention deficit disorder. That's right, ADHD. They learn best when they're on healthy diets in whole grains, fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and for parents who want an alternative to drug therapy, adding omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acid supplements is another way to help kids with ADHD perform better. So once again, it's a gateway. Trans fats is a gateway to your child basically being a social misfit by the time they're 9. So
you got that going for you, which is nice.
Letting you know, okay? And it's, you know.
Hey, and Reagan turns 9 next week. So.
Oh, perfect. Hope she's doing a good job on that then, huh?
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Okay. Have to do our checklist. A collection of newly translated texts from the ancient world of the Middle East tells a tale of war, violence, looting, revenge, pyramid building.
Oh, the original texts, not text messages. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I didn't.
Moses, OMG.
Well, yeah.
Moses to Joshua. Joshua to Caleb.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And that really old one between, you know,
yeah, right.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Right. Yeah. Hashtag C-splitter.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Anyway. Anyway.
Did Moses laugh out loud, do you think?
Yeah. LOL.
Anyway, a collection of newly translated texts from the ancient world of the Middle East. Tells
hey, check out that water. That is great. Yeah.
Try this. Yeah. Can we get that on YouTube?
Yeah, really.
Okay. Anyway, in addition to the war, the violence, the looting, the revenge, the building of pyramids, not the Amway kind, the use of beer tabs at local taverns, the writings date back to the dawn of written history about 5,000 years ago to a time around 2,400 years ago when the Persian Empire ruled much of the Middle East. The texts appear in a new book called Cuneiform Royal Inscriptions. I'm getting it for you guys,
oh,
by
good.
The way.
Awesome.
I know you're
awesome.
Read that. Yeah.
Any luck, it'll be in Hebrew.
Yeah, well, and I waited until after the BCS championship game to get it for you.
Right.
Yeah.
When the prices go down.
Sure. One translation tells of rules on how to pay a female tavern keeper, their words, who gives you a jar of beer. If she put a beer on your tab during the summer, the rules say that she had the right to extract a tax from you. In the winter, the amount was unknown, but there was a tax for beer in the summer.
What do you want to bet, you know, ancient Middle Eastern beer was pretty skunky?
Okay, and they had what to compare to it, right?
True.
You know?
How to pay a beer tavern?
Beer tab, yeah.
Apparently they'd solved all the other problems of the day.
A female tavern keeper, as they call it. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and stick a dollar in her combat boots.
Well, but again.
Really?
Again, as they say, beer probably helped civilize the world. because in big cities the water would get polluted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was not safe to drink.
Well, in the ancient Middle East, I mean, wine was part of your everyday diet because it purified water.
Exactly. That's the whole process. And beer, of course, they boiled it, and so they boiled the water, and so as a result, it was much safer to drink, so you wouldn't drink water. So, you know, we understand that. 7:23